Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We've got about 6 minutes before we bring you the next level sports program on a Tuesday evening here at 1350 KRNT. Well, this is a marketing tip for you. I want to share a story with you, and it might seem kind of harsh, but it is honest and it is time-tested, okay? There are two realities for those of you who are endlessly writing press releases and offering up news items for the broadcast media, hoping that they're going to notice you and offer your business some airtime. Two things that you have to remember. Number one, they really don't have time. They honestly just do not have time during the broadcast day. And that means, number two, it's just not going to happen. I know that's awfully blunt, but it is reality. Reality, unless you live in a small community with a single broadcast outlet, or if you have a brother that works as the news director in a larger city. Getting airtime on broadcast media outlets is just absolutely impossible most of the time. Now, if you live in a community of any size, for example, the Des Moines Metro, the only way in which you're going to see broadcast trucks converge on your small business is something dreadful happens in your lobby. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. So this is reality, kids. It just really is. In addition, but if you work for one of the top employers of your community, or if your business holds sway with regard to potential advertising, you got a much better shot. But 95% of you who are in closely held companies, if you're hoping to garner media relations of any kind, it just simply isn't going to happen because they don't have the time. Now, you can't blame the broadcast media, okay? I want to take their side here for a second. They are limited on time, they are limited on talent, and they are limited in their interest. Often, even when the media shows up to do a business story on a small business, the final cut may not be the correct message, or at least not the message that you were hoping for. It's just reality. So now what? Well, here's where I'm going with this whole thing. Nobody can tell your story better than you. As my friend Dan McHugh recently wrote to me, he said, quote, "Few will tell our story for us. Fewer will get the story right. And that's why we blog." All right, so I'm back on this whole social media trend for you for just a second. There are endless ways, along with blogging, that you can do a better job telling your story. If you've got a business out there and if you really want to tell your story and control the media, blogging is one way in which you can get this done. Video is another. What does it cost to put video up on YouTube? Nada. Nothing. You know, you can utilize that. Connection points in your community is yet another. Offering to be the expert in your field is yet another. But it all takes more work than picking up the phone or writing a press release. And that's one of the things that you need to have to learn, is that when you do your own marketing, your own PR work, your own blogging, your own YouTube, your own video, your own messaging, it takes some work. But we think if you're serious about your story and you tell it and you control it, you can let the broadcasters go ahead and chase sensational while you chase business. And that's what we're all in this for, isn't it? If we can help in any way, that's what we're here for. Inside on Business, the News Hour, was created to tell your story, your business story. We invite you to give us a call. Let's talk. You can find us online. All you have to do is search for Insight Advertising or Insight on Business, the News Hour. We are all over the internet, and we can go ahead and make it happen where you come in and tell your story. That's what this is all about. And besides, if you ever need any help telling your story through social media, you can give me a call. We'll at least talk about it. We're not going to charge you for doing this. We'll just have that conversation, and maybe we can give you some idea on how you can better construct your message so that you control what it is that goes on in the media. Sound fair? We think so. Thanks so very much for joining us. We certainly do appreciate it. That was a really interesting conversation we had with Chris Abbott from the Waukee Hy-Vee Market Grill. I mean, who knew, for crying out loud, that a full-service restaurant, particularly after 4 o'clock in the evening, was going to be such a hit? And it has become a hit in all three of the Des Moines Market locations that we've had so far. So that is kind of cool. We also had the opportunity to talk with Dave Milburn. Now, this is so interesting. A business social. It's going to be happening on July 31st from 4 until 6:30, New York Event Center. Now, what's so cool about this? There's all kinds of independent business people, folks that are getting together to do this. It is free if you go ahead and register. And I'm going to give you that URL right now. It is metrobusinessfriends.com. That's metrobusinessfriends.com. You pre-register on the website, you're admitted for free. And even if you don't pre-register, it's only going to cost you $5. It is Thursday, July 31st from 4 until 6:30, New York Event Center. Some of us are going to be taking in at least the Iowa Cubs tonight. It is Chamber Night over here at Principal Park. I hope to see many of you from the chambers throughout the area there at Principal Park as we enjoy a ball game together. Hey, and maybe, who knows, we'll do a little bit of business on the side. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, the lovely and multi-talented Mariah Lewis. Take a bow, Mariah. Thank you very much. Monica Murray, our technical director. Our other technical director, of course, is Dustin Halderson. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson, and the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. For all those folks and our guests, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.